To better understand the significance of Najaf to Iraq's Shiite Muslims, we turn to Shaul Bakash. He's a professor of Middle East history at George Mason University, and he's author of The Reign of the Ayatollahs, Iran and the Islamic Revolution. Professor, why is Najaf considered so sacred?
Well, it is the burial site of the Imam Ali, who for Shiite Muslims is regarded as the rightful leader of the Islamic community. And the shrine where he's buried also houses a very large mosque and a cemetery next to it.
The shrine is said to be among the most beautiful in the world. Could you describe it for us?
Well, it's a very large building. It has a beautiful golden dome, which, given its situation in Najaf, can be seen from a great distance and is a kind of a landmark not only in the city but the whole surrounding area.
Now, give us a little history lesson here. How is it that Imam Ali came to be buried in Najaf?
Imam Ali was the cousin and son-in-law of the Prophet, married to the Prophet's daughter. In the eyes of Shiites, he was the rightful heir to the mantle of the Prophet. During his reign, a civil war broke out in the Islamic community, and in 661, he was assassinated and was then buried in Najaf. And around that burial site, gradually a shrine and then a mosque arose.
And the city also became a center of religious study?
It's a center of great religious study and has been so for centuries. Under Saddam Hussein, who persecuted the Shiites, the network of seminaries suffered greatly and lost students and religious teachers, but nevertheless, you know, historically it's one of the two great centers of Shiite learning.
And the cemetery where the fighting is taking place today, it's among the world's largest burial sites. Is it called the Valley of Peace?
Yes, the Valley of Peace, and it extends for miles and miles because being buried next to the shrine is considered a very desirable thing by Shiites. And in fact, very often people who die far away, say in Iran, the bodies are then carried by members of the family to Najaf to be buried there. And there's a legend that burial there has special grace and helps the dead to get to heaven.
The Grand Ayatollah Ali Sistani is also based in Najaf. What role is he playing in this current standoff?
Well, he issued a statement today asking both Muqtada Sadr's forces and American forces to leave the city. So at least he has not condemned the American forces exclusively, and on the whole his remarks have been restrained. But he may be hard put to maintain this restraint if more damage is done to the shrine and other holy sites.
The U.S. military is saying that the forces loyal to Muqtada al-Sadr are using the holy sites almost as human shields, that they're hiding behind these sites and in some ways inviting the U.S. military to fire upon them, possibly damage them to further enrage the Shiite community. Your response to that?
Well, of course, Muqtada al-Sadr is doing exactly that. Clearly, he hopes it will reverberate negatively on the American military, as it probably will. We don't yet know what the consequences of this military action are in the Islamic world, but you can be sure that many, many propagandists in the Islamic world would use this as another means to criticize the American presence and military action in Iraq.
Shaul Bakash is a professor of Middle East history at George Mason University. Professor, thanks for being with us.
Glad to be with you.